Alleluia, Christ is risen. The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. Let us pray. O God, you have prepared for those who love you such good things as surpass our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love toward you that we, loving you in all things and above all things, may obtain your promises, which exceed all that we can desire, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lauren, are you reading the...
I think it's either Sarah Todorov.
I got a thing here. It says the host has unmuted all participants. Oh. Right? Before I said he...
It's either Sarah Todorov or Amanda.
Sarah was supposed to read.
I can hear, but I don't. I only see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 pictures.
Yeah, Sarah got called into work, so she's not reading.
Okay. I'll just read the passage, okay?
He seems so nice.
A reading from 1 Peter. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you do suffer for doing what is right, you're blessed. Do not fear what they fear. Do not be intimidated. But in your hearts, sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear, so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but was made alive in the Spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey when God waited patiently for the days of Noah during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is 8 persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which is prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience, through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God, with angels and authorities and powers made subject to him. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from the Gospel according to John. Glory to you, Lord Christ. Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. You know him, because he abides with you and he will be in you. I will not leave you orphan. I am coming to you. In a little while the world will no longer see me, but you will see me because I live in you. You also will live. On that day you will know that I am in my Father, and you in me, and I in you. They who have my commandments and keep them are those who love me. Those who love me will be loved by my Father, and I will love them and reveal myself to them. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. This is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. My son recently informed me that life isn't fair. Having to pay rent for an apartment in Brooklyn where he doesn't feel safe and so he is left to go somewhere else is not fair. There are a lot of other things that equally don't seem right to him. You and I can probably add to his list. We could probably make a long list together this morning if we wanted to. It isn't fair. It isn't right. Sadly, that's the reality of the world. In this morning's continuation of the farewell discourse of Jesus that we began last Sunday morning, Jesus was telling his disciples that the world really doesn't care about the truth. It's just that simple. The world will distort the truth to its advantage, twist to its gain, distort to its lead, protest to fire up the indignant, who really don't care about the truth. Those people just exist. And that's what Jesus was saying to his disciples this morning. They will continue to exist. They will always exist. It isn't fair. It isn't right. But it is the way things are. And here is the biggest but, perhaps, in all of history. We do not need to be a part of those people. Jesus told his friends that even though he was about to leave them, he would send his spirit to live in them so that they could know what is true and live by what is true. And that would be a sign that they are his disciples, that they are followers of Jesus. As I was thinking about this reading this morning, it struck me that Jesus did not say he would leave with his disciples the spirit of love. He did not say, I'll leave with you my spirit of compassion, or even I'll leave with you my spirit of forgiveness. Jesus said, I will leave with you the spirit of truth. That's fundamental. Why should he care so much about the truth? If not everybody does, why shouldn't we use our own version of whatever we want to say is true to advantage our situation as so many do, as Jesus told us the world will do? Well, I would suggest to you that there are three things about truth without which life begins to fall apart. And they are the law, beauty, and freedom. Life becomes wonderful if we live by the truth that we see in law, beauty, and freedom. And I'd like to share with you why I think that is. First, the law. The law is what people agree to abide by for mutual protection and well-being. Law is not about what we can get away with, but rather what we will respect in ourselves and in one another. If I agree to wear a face mask now, it is out of respect for you, because I believe the truth that the germs of this virus will hurt people and can be avoided. And so I put on a mask even though I don't necessarily like wearing one. The truth of law is about respect, and respect is about care for self and each other. The command of God that Jesus said is the most important of all is to love God with the totality of your being and love yourself. The way we show that we love God is that we love our neighbors as ourselves. That is rooted in the notion of the law serving the truth of mutual care. When that goes out the window, it's only a matter of time until we are out to hurt each other in the mistaken notion that whatever we want to call true will protect us. It will not. Respect for the truth is about how we care for one another. Second, truth is beauty. There may be harsh truths, that a loved one dies, that so-and-so is a criminal, that the economy is in free fall, but there is a beauty in trusting that what is said can be counted on, that you can rely on it, that you can build on it. If I know that unemployment, for example, is high, if I know that that is a truth, then I can work with that hard truth to try to change the situation. If I deny the truth or pretend that it just isn't so, Then who prospers except those who do not want change? Trustworthiness and accuracy are what makes life actionable. And I believe the disciples of Jesus are called to act in this world for the well-being of all, especially as God does for the well-being of those who are not able to care for themselves. And so truth is a beauty that moves us to action. But finally, truth is freedom. If my spouse tells me that she will be faithful to me only as long as we both shall live, then I don't have to go around every day worrying about unfaithfulness. If truth brings respect for others and trustworthiness leads to action, then truth is finally what sets us free to live fully, trusting one another, choosing the higher path, the better way, acting as God asks. We become free to live into the bigger, greater, more loving selves that God created us to be. Jesus told his disciples, "This spirit of truth will live in the heart, the soul of all who love him." We don't have to expect the same of everyone. Many in this world will not care about what is true. But if you love God, you will care, and you will know the truth. It will be within you. You will cherish it, act for it, and find life by it. That is what it means to be filled with the Spirit. Jesus said, "I'm going, but I won't leave you without what really matters. Here is my gift. It is the Spirit of truth." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. With the Christians down throughout the centuries and around the globe, let us confirm our faith through the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from one begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven. By the power of the Holy Spirit, he became incarnate from the Virgin Mary and was made man. For our sake, he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son. With the Father and the Son he is worshipped and glorified. He has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
You have to just when you do the Zoom, it says update, and you have to do that.
And now, okay. Lauren, you're going to lead us in the prayers of the people, right? Go ahead.
Christ, you are risen from the dead. We are risen with you. May our life never denied us eternal life, the peace, and hope,
listen?
And joy.
You want to listen through my watch?
Lauren, stop. We need to mute everyone, Father.
Okay.
I'll unmute myself. There we go.
Go ahead.
I'll start it. Christ, you are risen from the dead. We are risen with you. May our life never deny this eternal life, this peace and hope and joy.
Praise and glory to the God of life, who is stronger than all kinds of death. Hallelujah.
Christ, you are risen with the sun. You are light in our darkness, warmth in our cold. You are peace and hope and joy, for you went willingly to death. You turned defeat and failure to victory for all.
You live eternally with all the living and the dead who trust in you.
May we who in baptism die to sin rise again to new life and find our true place in your living body. May the new covenant in you bring healing and reconciliation to this hurting world.
Alleluia, you are risen. We are risen with you. Praise and glory to the living God.
Today, O Lord, we lift to you our college graduates. As Jesus grew in wisdom and stature, so they have grown since that day so long ago when they were brought forward for baptism. We thank you for their minds, their hearts, their future. Continue to guide, to use, and to bless them, we ask. Receive our thanks for them and for all the teachers, coaches, and friends who have helped them along the way.
Lord, thank you for our graduates.
O God, we pray for your world and all we hold dear. Grant healing to the sick, courage to the fearful, vision to our leaders, and compassion by all, for all and to all. We offer prayers of gratitude and debt to all who serve others during this time. Grant them energy, health, and resolve for their ministry among us. And for your church, may the day come soon when we can feast again at your table. Until that great day, keep us steadfast in care for one another, regular in prayer and faithful in worship, in fellowship with our ancestors from the book of Acts. Hear us now as we pray as Jesus taught his disciples, saying,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. The peace of the risen Christ be always with you, and also with you. Would you greet those around you with Christ's peace? Peace be with you. And after our blessing, I'll unmute you all so we can start talking again. But on this beautiful day, may the blessing of Isaiah be your blessing, for he said, you shall go out in joy and be led forth in peace. The hills and mountains before you shall break forth into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. And instead of a briar, a cypress shall spring up, that it may be a sign of God's everlasting love for you, from which you will never be cut off. And as you go, remember we do not travel alone, but may the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be and abide with you today and through all eternity. Amen.
Amen.
Go into this new week to share the joy and power of Easter. Alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia. Alleluia. Alleluia.